Masechet Pe'ah, Perek He, Mishnah Vav. So as we've been saying, a person is not allowed to take, if a farmer happens to be poor, he's not allowed to take the leket, shishicha and pe'ah, from his own farm. The owner can take it, rather it has to go to other poor people. So this situation, the Mishnah's case, is going to be hamocher et sadehu, hamocher mutar, v'halokeyah asur. If somebody sells his field, so he sells his field while everything has been planted and everything is there, while it still stalks in the ground, but he didn't harvest, he didn't cut down those stalks, he sells it to another person. Hamocher mutar, the original owner, which sold the items before it was harvested, is now allowed to go collect leket, shicha, and pe'ah from that farm, because the obligation of leket, shicha, and pe'ah only applies to its owner, who was at the time of harvest. And this man, the original owner, sold it before it was harvested. And the second part is halokeach asu, the person who buys it, he's the one who's harvesting it. He's the one who owns it at the time of harvest. So, therefore, it becomes prohibited for him to take the leket, shicha, and pe'ah from that farm. Next part of the Mishnah, lo yiskor adam et ha-po'alim al minat shilaket beno aharav. If a person, he owns a field, he's not allowed to hire a worker to harvest in his field for him, on the condition that the son of this worker would be collecting the leket behind him. Why? Why can't you do that? The commentaries say, because then the worker is going to agree to a cheaper wage. He's going to agree to work for a lower rate in order to allow the son to be the one to collect. So therefore, in essence, he ends up being the one who's stealing, in a sense, from the other poor people, because it's like the farmer is using the leket to pay part of the salary. So he's agreeing to a lower wage because he knows he's going to get leket for the family. So therefore, it's like the original owner, the farmer of the land, is agreeing to allow the leket to become part of the salary. Mishnah continues and says, Mishe eno maniach et ha'anim lilkot. If somebody doesn't allow the aniyim to come collect, we're not talking about he doesn't allow them at all to collect, rather, he makes it very difficult for them to collect. He rushes them out as they come in, he doesn't allow them to collect what they need to collect. He doesn't follow, as we said in an earlier Mishnah, those set times that they're allowed to come collect, he makes it very difficult. Or shu maniach et ehad ve'ehad lo, or he allows certain poor people into his farm, and he doesn't allow other poor people into his farm. He's very selective with who he allows in. Or if he helps one of them, as opposed to not helping others, he is considered to be robbing from the poor. And this the Pasuk says, Al taseg gevul olim, do not violate the boundary of the poor. That's if you withhold what's rightfully owned by the poor. You're stealing from them, you're doing something that is not okay, that's really going to be unjust, and a person has to make teshuvah for that.